Hello.
Hi, is this Alyssa?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Alyssa, my name is David Downs, and my friend Matt said I should call you about a job opening that you had.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned you. How are you doing, David?
Not too bad, just excited that I finally got you on the phone. Can you tell me a little bit about the position that you're hiring for?
Yeah, we're looking for a delivery driver. We require that you have a clean driving record, and
Okay.
you'll have to be able to lift at least 50 pounds or more.
You know what? That's actually perfect. Because,
Okay.
yeah, just yesterday I bent steel with my bare hands.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. So it was a weird situation that happened. I was actually working part-time for a local paper, and there was a car accident outside, and somebody needed help out, and I'm not a hero or anything, but I went outside, and I just was able to bend the steel of the car with my bare hands and get him out.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, it was crazy, but all in a day's work, you know, just trying to do the best that I can.
Yeah, wow, good for you.
Thanks.
How about your driving record? Do you have any prior accidents
Hey,
or?
real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if for some reason that I do get the job, is it possible that I could get the 27th off?
We'll have to discuss that
Yeah.
after.
I know it's kind of weird to ask for a day off when you're trying to interview for a job, but it's kind of an important day for me because that's the anniversary of my parents getting killed by muggers in an alley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was a really tough day. And since that day, I've vowed I would get vengeance. But so far, it hasn't happened. But I'm trying to do everything I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might.
I spend most of my days in a mansion out by the countryside throwing parties for wealthy people in our community. And then by night, I go into the city and look for those people who did my parents wrong. And I vowed I wouldn't stop.
You know, David, at the risk of sounding rude, I need to ask you something.
Yeah, go for it. Sure, I'm an open book.
Just between the, you know, seeking vengeance and the bending steel, this all sounds kind of familiar.
Well, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people have similar stories. I don't try to think that I'm exceptional. You know, I know that kind of stuff goes on all the time, if that's what you mean.
No, it just reminds me of a particular story I think I've heard before.
What do you mean by that?
Those sound kind of like the stories of Superman and Batman.
What? What's that? I don't think I've ever heard of those.
You know, like they're superheroes, very, very popular, well-known comic characters.
Never heard of it. Are you trying to say you don't believe me?
I'm a little skeptical, to be honest.
Well, all those things happen to me. I mean, if you want, I could even put my roommate Alfred on the phone and he'd vouch for me all day long.
Alfred?
Yeah, my roommate's name is
Are you
Alfred.
serious?
He's a little bit of an older guy, but he's a great dude. I don't understand why you're laughing.
David, I'm laughing because Batman's butler is an older man named Alfred.
What? He is?
Yes.
What a coincidence. I don't even know who this Batman is. Maybe I should do some research on who Batman is.
You know, David, I have a sense of humor like anybody else, but I, you know, need to get this position filled and I need to know your real story, you know?
Well, I'm giving it to you. I don't, you know, I'm sorry that you feel like I'm lying, but I didn't make any of this stuff up.
All right, well, if that's how it is, maybe you can just tell Matt that, you know, I don't really think this is very funny.
Okay, well, I would rather not say that to Matt.
Why not?
I feel like if I do say that to him, and if he says something back to me that I don't like, I might get angry, and he would not like me when I'm angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now you're not Batman or Superman, but the Hulk.
Well, kind of, yeah. I've never had a name for it before, but every time I get angry, my skin kind of
Turns green? Really?
Yeah.
Can you stop this, please? You're wasting my time.
How did you know that? It turns green, and then I become like this
You are
really.
not the Hulk.
I get just huge. I've ruined three or four shirts when I get angry. And I wear short jean shorts no matter what, so that doesn't matter.
All right, why's that? Who is this?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God.
Your friend Matt set you up. He told me that you had a job opening and we're hoping to get somebody strong that would apply.
You know, I thought the bending of the steel thing was kind of weird, but when you got to Alfred, I knew something was up.
I didn't even tell you about my girlfriend Lois.
Oh my God.